It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, November 25th, 2019. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. We're going to be talking a little bit about the weather today. It's going to get a little bit worse this week if a storm that's headed our way remains on track. And today we're going to hear a couple of listener questions and their answers regarding the interview we've been listening to over the past week or so on the Ship Report about IMO 2020 regulations, which are new regulations for less polluting ship fuel that are going to take effect worldwide on January 1st. But let's first take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have one inbounder, we have seven in our Astoria anchorages, and we have eight outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Galaxy. She's the only ship arriving in the river so far today, although that could change later, but that's the information I have right now. She's arriving from China, headed for Calama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 this afternoon, so mid-afternoon, and arrive in Calama early evening around 7:30 p.m. In our Astoria anchorages, which include off the downtown Astoria waterfront and off Tongue Point on the north side of the channel there, which is called the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the Magic P. Actually, all our ships are awaiting orders today, meaning that we're not sure exactly when they're going to head up river to pick up their cargoes. All of them are wheat ships, and at this time of year, as I've said many times during this fall season, lots and lots of wheat goes out of the Columbia River and is delivered to ports around the world. So all of our vessels, all seven of them, are going to eventually be picking up wheat when they head upriver. So you'll see them sitting high in the water, lots of bottom paint showing because they have no cargo on board right now. And when they come downriver, you'll see them hunkered down in the water from the weight of that cargo, which is perfectly normal. That's exactly what ships do. And they're actually, for the weather that they're heading out into, which is kind of messy right now, it's much better and safer for them to have all that cargo on board. Keeps them stable. So those ships are the Magic P, the Peace Garden, the Geneva Queen, the CL Century, the VSC Pollux, the Egret Oasis, and the Yag Amar. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through late tonight, 20 to 34 knots happening. That's the usual small craft advisory parameters. But then a gale watch is going to kick in from Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning. 34 to 47 knots, which is 39 to 54 land miles per hour, is the range of wind possible during a gale situation. But the term watch in there means that the occurrence, location, and timing of this weather system is still uncertain. So this storm is way offshore. It's heading our way, but the difference of a few degrees in its trajectory could mean that it either lands here or it doesn't. So when you hear the term watch, it means it's kind of a speculative, exactly what the storm's path is going to be. The word warning that you hear means that that whatever they're talking about in the weather is imminent or occurring. So that's a difference in terminology in weather predictions and information that you'll hear. Well, today I thought I'd share a couple of listener questions, as I said earlier, relating to the interview we've been hearing over the past week or so with Captain Robert Johnson. He's a retired Columbia River bar pilot, master mariner, has been in the maritime industry all of his long career, and he's been talking with us about the new fuel regulations for ships that are going to take effect in January of 2020, and they're called IMO 2020. And so I got a couple of listener questions. And if you have a listener question anytime about anything that you hear on the Ship Report, you can always email me at ships@shipreport.net. And I'll be happy to answer them, try to answer them for you. If I don't know the answers, I can ask people who do. And usually I can come up with an answer for you. So these answers are from Captain Johnson. I emailed him and he very kindly got right back to me and gave me the information about these questions. So the first question is, how will the oil industry handle the old, more polluting fuel that still exists when the new regulations kick in? You know, if you've been listening to these interviews or if you know much about the maritime industry, you know that the fuel that ships currently use is pretty darn polluting. It's kind of the bottom of the barrel in terms of the refining process. It's really what's left over after refinement of the petroleum that gives us things like gasoline and jet fuel and other things that are refined. So this fuel has a lot of impurities in it and has been used for a long time in the maritime industry. That's changing on January 1st when they're going to have to burn cleaner fuel. So here is Captain Johnson's answer. What will happen with the 220 million tons of fuel now consumed by merchant ships is one of the issues surrounding IMO 2020. Some will continue to be burned by ships fitted with scrubbers, as you heard in the interviews that I've aired. But at only about 3,600 ships in the world fleet that will need to be fitted with scrubbers, so there are older ships that simply can't flat out burn this new fuel, and they're going to have scrubbers which will purify the exhaust. That's only 3,600 ships out of over 50,000 in the world merchant fleet, so that leaves a lot of oil without an existing market. Well, Captain Johnson says market forces will help answer this question. Since the leftover oil will lose value, it will become available for uses that it is too expensive for now. One speculation is that it will displace oil in some power plants. Coal is currently cheaper, but it may not be going forward. Another place this old fuel might go is that it might become economical to further refine it into other products. The whole thing is a huge experiment, Captain Johnson says, and it's going to not only cause disruption in the marine fuel oil market, but that effect will trickle into other markets, some of which may not be so obvious. There is ongoing discussion in the maritime industry right now about potential shortages of compliant IMO 2020 fuel. The big players, the big shipping companies, and especially liner companies, will have pretty straightforward, if expensive, solutions. Tramp operators running to ports with less established bunkering facilities, meaning places where ships can refuel, and no long-standing contracts or relationships might have problems. And that's from Captain Johnson. A little explanation there. The term tramp refers to ships that go from contract to contract, including many of the bulk carriers we see on the Columbia. These are ships that do not have a dedicated run or cargo and are always seeking new work. So a tramp ship will haul potash on one run and then we'll have to clean and paint its cargo holds to take on the next cargo, which might be wheat. We see that here quite a bit. Other types of ships we see on the Columbia are liner ships, and that's a term Captain Johnson used. Liner shipping is the service of transporting goods by means of high-capacity ocean-going ships that transit regular routes on fixed schedules. So they tend to belong to a big company and always carry the same cargo, like cars or containers, or even soda ash in the case of those ANSAC ships that come in here. So here on the Columbia, we also see cargo ships that come into the river just to handle specific cargoes and always the same cargo at the same time. Now, the second question was from a listener was, will cruise ships also need to use the new fuel, or is it just cargo ships? Captain Johnson says the importance of IMO 2020 is that it is all-encompassing. Yes, the cruise lines will have to burn compliant 5% sulfur oil, just like the rest of the world's merchant ships. Cruise ships are a little different from cargo ships in how they operate. Most cruise ships have propulsion systems that are quite different from typical cargo ships. They're diesel-electric rather than direct-drive, slow-speed diesel engines. So a diesel-electric system consists of a bank of big generators, four or five of them typically on a ship, that produce both electricity for the hotel services on board and for propulsion to push it through the water. The actual propulsion side of it is electric motors that turn the propellers. One reason for this system on cruise ships is that having many engines provides redundancy and a great deal of flexibility to match the generated power to the load. But the bottom line is that all ships will have to burn that new fuel come January 1st. Or if they don't burn it, they're going to have scrubbers on board to create the lower emissions that are necessary under these new regulations. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.